Welcome to the Information Security Forum podcast. I'm your host, Tavia Gilbert, and today we're bringing you the third in a series of episodes focusing on Threat Horizon 2022, when digital and physical worlds collide. ISF Managing Director Steve Durbin is back with me today. Steve, last time we spoke, you entertained me with a light little discussion about the enormous threat of deepfakes, as well as the insecurity around and consumer backlash to data harvesting and behavioral analytics. Today, I wonder if you can give us more information about the threat of the Internet of Forgotten Things. We've been encouraged to embrace IoT for its convenience and its integration into our daily lives. But what happens when the Internet of Things bites back?
Yeah, Internet of Things becomes Internet of Forgotten Things when IoT systems that involve computation, sensing, communication are left unpatched or unsupported by manufacturers, which up until now it certainly is the case, but remain still network connected. Mm-hmm. So that's the problem. What does it do? Well, it renders IoT infrastructure unmanageable and impossible to secure effectively, with attackers being potentially able to discover a growing number of abandoned network-connected devices and subsequently compromising them. Organizations will find themselves unable to patch, update, and operate a range of IoT devices that will be phased out of production by manufacturers who have gone out of business, discontinued support, or indeed have installed IoT devices that were never intended to be patched, never intended to be updated. Because one of the challenges with IoT devices, certainly in the very early days, was that these things were cheap to produce, right, and didn't have the ability to be updated in the way that perhaps we're coming to expect with more recent developments in this particular space.
So things that we've had the idea that they're almost disposable, they're dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely right. They were viewed as being disposable things. And there was a real pressure around producing them cheaply.
Right.
And I think sometimes we think about IoT devices as, you know, sitting in a standalone mode. They don't. They're integrated into other products as well. So a number of different challenges with IoT.
So what actually happens to the devices themselves?
Well, I think for some of them, they're just going to be forgotten. They're going to be forgotten by organizations. They're going to be abandoned by their manufacturers. They will have come to the end of their life from a manufacturer's standpoint. But that means they're going to be left vulnerable and they will remain embedded. Nobody's going to take these things out. You know, they're going to be in places such as underground pipes, air conditioning ducts, factory assembly lines. And yet they'll continue to connect to networks. So frequent overhauling of IoT estates will result in a combination of new IoT ecosystems coexisting with old, forgotten ones. And not only will these abandoned devices create an ingress point for attackers within a corporate network, but they could also pose very real hazards to related machinery and critical infrastructure. So the Internet of Forgotten Things will leave a dangerous legacy of connected devices that are unpatched, that are unprotected, and indeed that are vulnerable to a range of different attacks, which will, I think, inevitably come back to bite organizations in the future.
How serious of a problem do you think this is going to be? I don't really yet have an understanding of how pervasive IoT devices are currently or where that market's headed. Do you have a clear idea of that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, an organization's desire for data and analytics fueled by high-speed connectivity will inevitably drive IoT to grow at a frightening speed. I mean, with the growing development of 5G networks, for instance, you know, there are estimates out there that there will be something like 75 billion IoT devices installed worldwide.
Oh, that's all?
That's all. By 2025.
Wow.
So not too far away. You know, as devices spread further into offices, homes, factories. Another study that I saw in 2018 found that 90% of senior executives in technology, media and telecoms industries said that IoT devices are critical to some or all of their lines of business. Ericsson also estimates that over 22 billion IoT devices will require a critical end-to-end security framework over the coming years. But currently, devices lack the required security. Hmm. And with incredibly short production times, heightened consumer demand, consumers, you know, we really are part of the problem here. With our demand for new products and the high turnover rates of IoT devices, the ability for manufacturers to continue supporting a range of these devices will inevitably reduce. A recent report by CSS Cyber Defense stated that there's an alarming number of unsecured or indeed obsolete consumer and industrial IoT devices no longer supported by their manufacturers, yet still being used. And that number is expected to grow as device manufacturers phase out support for devices or potentially go out of business.
Right.
And when IoT manufacturers or retailers go out of business, valuable data is going to be lost, including confidential or potentially personal information.
So we have a better idea of the number of devices in play. Do you have any idea around numbers regarding the threat of the Internet of Forgotten Things?
Well, Gartner estimates that a quarter of cyber attacks will involve IoT devices in 2020, this year and beyond. With vulnerabilities being shared among devices and a lack of devices being updated and patched, it's plausible that an epidemic similar to the Mirai virus, where attackers turned exploitable IoT devices into botnets, may soon impact devices that are currently embedded within organizations but have simply lost manufacturer support. As IoT estates grow and organizations become more dependent on their efficacy to operate, the number of opportunities that attackers will have to exploit organizations will, of course, amplify. Mm-hmm. Many Western governments and indeed regulators, such as those in the United States, Germany and the UK, are beginning to introduce security guidelines for IT manufacturers. But they're beginning to introduce them. And as we've just been talking, you know, there are very many IoT devices that are already out there that people will have forgotten about. And the lack of uniformity, again, we often talk about this from a regulatory standpoint, you know, this lack of uniformity between international guidelines is going to continue to be a problem for organizations. In addition, as if things weren't bad enough, chip manufacturers across Southeast Asia and China, with vastly different or indeed non-existent IoT regulations, continue to be critical component manufacturers for IoT devices that are made and used across the United States and Europe. This widespread proliferation of the IoT across a growing number of industry and consumer markets means that if they're inappropriately managed, they'll fast become a major security concern and risk to organizations. IoT hardware researchers are really struggling at the moment to protect IoT devices, as you can imagine, as they're built on a range of different proprietary operating systems with different communication protocols. That just makes it incredibly difficult to develop monitoring and defensive countermeasures that run across an entire estate of devices. And so we've got a number of things that are going on here. We've got a number of devices that have become somewhat ubiquitous in some industries. Right. They're certainly relatively all pervasive in others, that are not standardized, that don't have the ability to be fixed, if I could put it that way, from a security standpoint, that potentially are becoming forgotten, yet still provide to an intelligent attacker a route into the organization. And I think that it's this internet of forgotten things that really alarms us the most.
Yes, that is alarming. All of what you're saying is alarming. So help us prepare for this threat. What could a business leader do to respond to the threat that IoT poses?
Well, let's start with the basics. So with the number of IoT devices within organizations expanding, it's going to become increasingly important to locate, update, and patch them. So for now, security leaders should conduct a discovery exercise to create an IoT asset inventory, as well as run an active decommission or reactivation program for discovered IoT devices. So patch, update, or if you can't do that, then dispose of them securely.
Mm-hmm.
But longer term, they should really be creating micro-segmentation architecture for IoT devices and incorporate IoT into the IT sourcing strategy, so ensuring that rigorous procurement procedures are included. So I think it's about dealing with the real estate that's currently out there that has IoT in it, and then planning for the future when you can, from a much more eyes-open standpoint, understand, track, monitor new IoT devices. So you have to deal with both worlds effectively.
Right.
And I think finally, chief security officers should ensure that IoT devices don't create operational dependencies.
Right. Over the course of these three conversations, including the General Threat Horizon 2022 interview, our last conversation, today's follow-up, you've covered a lot of ground and you've given us a really clear picture about what threats are coming and what we can do to guard against them and to proactively respond. You've made it clear that by 2022, organizations are going to be simply unable to disentangle the digital from the physical And they're going to be forced to respond to the growing blend of threats from new technologies, from people, and as you said, from nature itself. So while the prospect for commercial success remains enticing, the hybrid world will bring with it increasing dangers that have the potential for really devastating consequences for businesses, for employees, for consumers.
It's not actually new information, is it? But it's a return to so many of the different takeaways from conversations that you and I have had in the past. You know, as new technologies emerge, organizations are going to have to adapt to the changing norms and indeed values of society when we talk about things like, you know, ethics. Information security teams will need to consider the suitability of implementing evolving or poorly secured technology within the organization. But it isn't just down to the information security teams. Senior executives also have a role to play in all of this. And I think it's incumbent on them to understand risk and the relevance of these different technologies to the overall business. Because what we're talking about is managing risk at the end of the day. That isn't an IT security issue. It's not an information security issue either, not solely. So I think, you know, failure to protect against pervasive attacks is a communal responsibility across the enterprise. Inevitably, if you get it wrong, it's going to leave operations exposed to significant negative financial impact and damage to brand reputation. And if you look at it from those two perspectives, you can see why it's so important to really raise the level of awareness within the enterprise. The requirement to maintain, improve, harden infrastructure to withstand the threats that are posed by people, technology, and the elements will become an operational necessity, I think, certainly over the next couple of years. Abandoned, unsupported, and forgotten assets will increasingly pose a hidden risk, as we've just been discussing. And whilst new architectural approaches may seem very tempting, failure to maintain oversight of these new network ecosystems could prove disastrous. And again, I come back to the point that a lot of these ecosystems are going to be outside the traditional control of one organization, because we are also interconnected with our third parties and extended supply chains, both upstream and downstream. But above all, you know, organizations rely on trust. And in the digital world, innovative technologies can be misused to erode that trust. And digitally naive employees can be exploited, endangering the relationships between organizations and their key stakeholders. And over the coming years, I think attackers will be presented with tools, opportunities to ruthlessly target and exploit those who are unprepared. So, you know, when digital and physical worlds collide, only organizations that take decisive action now are going to be in any fit state to prosper.
Well, thank you, as always, for sharing your guidance and your research and insights with our listeners. I think that responding to security threats may not be the most pleasurable aspect of running a business, but dealing with those threats head on will truly give businesses the best chance to survive and to thrive, even with all the coming disruptions. I know we'll keep returning in the coming months to in-depth conversations about pressing security issues and, most importantly, to leave our listeners with action steps. So thank you, as always, for making yourself available and for staying on the cutting edge of security. Listeners, if you've enjoyed this series of conversations, please subscribe to the podcast, rate and review it, and we'd be grateful if you'd share it in your networks. Be sure to visit securityforum.org to join the conversation on our LinkedIn group, to access the show notes, and to download ISF's research, practical tools, and guidance relating to this discussion. Thanks for listening.